Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Stand-up comedy show March 30th Sudbury Performance Group presents comedian Cliff Knight. Born in Georgetown, Guyana and swept to Toronto, Canada, Cliff Knight has been making people laugh at his nonsense for 7 years. His perspective tackles being a queer black traveler, the insanity of relationships and why do y'all hate raccoons so much. A regular on The Nubian Show with Kenny Robinson, he's performed at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the Bi Arts Festival, Pride Toronto and has a comedy special as part of the Out for Laughs comedy collection on Amazon Prime. The show runs March 30th at the Trevi Bar and Grill. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Purchase tickets online here. Sulphur Journal call for submissions April 1st deadline. Sulphur, Laurentian University's literary journal, is calling for submissions of prose and poetry by emerging and established writers for publication in its next issue. Short stories, flash fiction, creative nonfiction, and poetry of all kinds can be emailed, with a cover letter indicating any previous publications, to a@laurentian.ca. The deadline for submissions is April 1st. Full guidelines for submission can be found at sulphurloo.wordpress.com. Established in 2011, Sulphur was founded by students of Laurentian University's English program, including award-winning writers Brendan Vedito and Rebecca Salazar. Continuing as a student-run literary journal, 12 issues of Sulphur have been published to date, featuring the work of some of the best writers from the Sudbury community and beyond. NLFB Guitarists Concert April 5th Veteran Music and Arts presenter Northern Lights Festival Boreal is partnering with Sudbury's newest concert venue, Knox Hall, to present one of Canada's most skilled and inventive guitarists, Don Ross. On April 5th, Ross will perform live at Knox Hall's newly renovated concert hall at 73 Larch Street in downtown Sudbury. Joining him for an exciting double bill will be a rising fingerstyle guitar talent from Osaka, Japan, Kent Nishimura. Doors are open at 7 p.m., the show begins at 8 p.m. Tickets are $30 in advance, and $35 at the door. Now available at www.nlfb.ca/tickets.tino presents Youth Play Glitch April 6. Glitch starts off in the mysterious basement of a deserted theater. At least, that's what the four characters believe when they enter a world that's about to transform them. What will we discover in this strange dimension where laws defy our reality? Lighting, set design and costumes come together on stage, at the mercy of the laser, which becomes a fifth character. He's the glitch that appears and disappears, guiding the youngsters as they discover this forbidden place, where the gap between two worlds becomes almost illusory. Glitch makes the light groove. This TNO play is aimed at an audience of kids aged 5 to 12. Runs at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Yes Theatre presents, 1939, until April 7th from renowned Canadian writers Yanni Lauzon and Caitlin Reardon, comes the terrific and important Canadian play, 1939. At a fictional residential school in Northern Ontario, which is preparing for a visit by King George VI, students decide to stage a production of Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well. While a traditional and rigid approach to Shakespeare clashes with their perspectives, the Indigenous students begin to draw parallels between their own lives and the characters in the play. Discover alongside them themes of resilience and defiance against colonial expectations. As Shakespeare's bittersweet comedy is dissected, 1939 evolves into a powerful statement of self-determination and a bold reclaiming of cultural identity. The show's run has now been extended through until April 7th at Sudbury Theatre Centre. Purchase tickets online here. Grow Broccoli in the North? April 7th, the Université du Tracé-Maige de Sudbury hosts a presentation by agronomist Johnny Kashama at the Northbury Hotel, 50 Brady Street, starting at 11:30 a.m. Confirm your participation before April 5th by contacting Francine G. at 705-929-0633. The cost is $25 for members or $30 for non-members. This presentation will be in French. Dinner Theatre Show April 11-13. Sudbury Performance Group presents the Dinner Theatre Show Sandy Toes and Salty Kisses April 11-13. The Lover's Landing Beach Hotel, a popular wedding destination, has acquired a certain mystique as the home of Sandy Toes and Salty Kisses. The show runs at Thornlow University Theatre on Laurentian University's campus. Purchase tickets online here. La Slag presents Bruno Pelletier April 13. Bruno Pelletier's voice is something you hear once and remember for life. He is among the elite of stars from Quebec with the widest international acclaim. His soaring vocals have powered huge rock operas in Paris and London, think Notre Dame de Paris, and incredibly popular concerts in Russia and Ukraine, back when our world was a different place. True to his talent over three decades, he's back on tour with Miserere 25e Anniversary, his new album performed on stage in its entirety, with a full five-piece band, a lavish string quartet and a special guest, singer Kim Richardson. Expect a spirited repertoire of surprises in genres ranging from pop to rock to funk disco and more. Watch Pelletier in concert at 7:30 p.m. April 13 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Au Bistro des Découvertes, Cindy Dwar presents Sarah Burden, April 16. Au Bistro des Découvertes, you'll come for the good atmosphere, the good food, the good music, the good company, all under the guidance of the evening's artist godparents, to create an intimate and convivial evening with their protégés. On April 16, Cindy Dwar presents Sarah Burden. Based in Texas and originally from Toronto, Burden began her career with a broken heart, a broken-down van nicknamed Lucky and a messy Trans-Canada tour. Since then, she's racked up hundreds of North American shows, five albums, and notorious showcases including CMW and South by Southwest. The show runs at Place des Arts April 16. Purchase tickets online here. Passport Clinic April 13. Sudbury MP Vivian Lapointe is hosting free passport clinics in Sudbury, one of which is being held April 13. The clinic will offer public guidance on passport applications, a secure courier service to Passport Canada, and a 20 business day processing time, plus mail time, reads a release from Lapointe's office. You can find a full list of items you need to bring here. You can call Lapointe's office at 705-673-7107 for all inquiries. Note the clinics are first come, first serve. On April 13, the clinic will be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the new Sudbury Public Library, 1346 LaSalle Boulevard. Walden Art Club April 13 to 14. Walden Art Club holds its Artists in Action art show from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. April 13 and 14 at the T.M. Davies Community Center in Lively. Admission is free. Junction North International Documentary Film Festival April 18 to 21. Sudbury Downtown Indie Cinema Co-op is delighted to announce the 8th edition of Junction North International Documentary Film Festival running Thursday, April 18 to Sunday, April 21 in downtown Sudbury. This annual celebration of nonfiction cinema is possible due to the stellar support of keen Northern Ontario doc lovers, filmmakers from around the world, patrons, sponsors and government partners. Get festival passes and tickets online here. Grace United Spaghetti Dinner April 20. Grace United Church, 1520 Bancroft Drive, parking on Barry Street, is hosting a spaghetti supper on Saturday, April 20 from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults or $8 for children ages 6 to 10. Children 5 and under are free. Art Gallery of Sudbury Programming Spring 2024. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's Bell Mansion Home has been temporarily closed for structural analysis since last fall. Art education programs have been relocated to Laurentian University's School of Education building. The gallery shop has been relocated to 174 Elgin Street. People can also check out several off-site Art Gallery of Sudbury exhibits. Check out the art of Wallace Gillard at the Laughing Buddha until April 23. Isabel Michaud exhibits at Pinchman's until May 14. The student exhibit Emergence runs at 174 Elgin Street April 4 to May 4. An online exhibit called the Mary Green and Doug Donnelly Project opens March 31. Visit the gallery's website. Pierogies and cabbage rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.